This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, now we're going to move from the office to the farm. If you live in a rural community and you need, say, a tractor, four-wheeler, maybe some land, a farm auction might be the kind of place you go to. But over the last few years since the pandemic, these traditional auctions have become, well, less traditional. The National Auctioneers Association estimates 70% of the industry's $3 billion in sales now come from the internet. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert has that story.
Outside a Nebraska farmhouse, the voice of an auctioneer carries all the way down the gravel driveway. The farmer who lived here is retiring. His tractors, four-wheeler, and farm truck are lined up in rows, waiting to be sold to the highest bidder. Anthony Taney stands near the door of a shed, along with a couple hundred people who are here to browse. He's eyeing some of the equipment parked outside.
I'm going to bid on a few things out there.
But he's already lost out on some fishing rods he wanted for his grandkids.
No, there's a guy they got.
Many people here know each other. They catch up over cups of coffee from the lunch stand. But they're not the only ones looking for a deal. Online shoppers are also bidding. Bidders are logging on from as far away as Montana to make offers. Online auctions have been part of a growing trend since eBay came onto the scene in 1995. And then the pandemic cemented internet sales, says Nancy Kripe, who runs GRS Auctions in Missouri.
Because suddenly people couldn't gather in public, it certainly turned to online.
Turns out it's also just good business. Auctioneers say items go for as much as 50% more online. They just reach more buyers.
A broader audience equals more competition, and the more competition you have for an item, the better the return.
After 40 years of working in the auction business, Roy Montgomery has seen a lot of changes. He followed in his dad and grandpa's footsteps to become an auctioneer. Today, he pretty much only does internet auctions.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't had a live sale of my own in probably over 3 years. Grandpa wouldn't understand this at all.
At his shop in South Central Nebraska, Montgomery and his team sort through shelves that hold hundreds of antiques. There's an old tricycle with chipped red paint, a vintage Coca-Cola serving tray, and an antique jewelry box.
The box is in good shape, right?
It is in very good shape.
They photograph each item and create a listing in the portal for online bidders. Montgomery takes a look at who's biting.
That guy is from Nevada, Las Vegas. This guy is from Greensboro, North Carolina.
But for many communities, auctions are more than just a business transaction. In fact, at the farm sale, most people aren't here to bid on anything specifically. They're curious about, say, how much used tractors are going for these days, and to see old friends. Jim Schrader is here, and he's not even a farmer. He says these events aren't really about what's for sale.
Did you know that auctions, retirement auction is social? See, it's kind of like a retirement party. So a lot of his friends will be here to tell him, you know, say goodbye and stuff.
But the days of only vying against your neighbors for a deal are likely gone. Lauren Beachy, president of Indiana-based Bright Star Auction, says almost all his company's sales have internet bidders. And as an Amish man who often serves Amish customers, Beachy has even come up with a way to loop in folks who don't use the internet.
We make a print catalog, and we keep a very dynamic mailing list of Amish buyers.
Those potential buyers call into a conference line to verbally bid.
Amish online bidding, if you will.
But bidding via phone or computer will never quite capture an auction's energy, Beachy says.
There's nothing like the excitement of a good brisk auction. I've never been to a rock concert, but I know that, you know, there's an element of electricity there and excitement.
After all the hep hep ohs don't translate that well virtually. In Carroll, Nebraska, I'm Elizabeth Rembert for Marketplace.